and gentlemen, welcome. I'm a little rusty because we haven't done this in a while. It's the Poscarcast, the Possible Oscar podcast. It's a half podcast because right now it's just myself and Nathan.
Hey, what up, ladies?
Yeah.
And dudes.
Music, go away. All right. What has happened? Boy, it's been a long time since we've done this.
It has been.
I think
a long
we recorded
time.
Our last one in September, released it in October sometime.
We're lazy.
Not lazy. I just had a lot of scheduling conflicts, yeah. And it's been really hard for us to get together as a unit to do anything. Mm-hmm.
So, Jared, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing in the interim?
In the interim. You've been really busy.
I have been busy. What have I been busy with? Holy crap.
You've been sick.
I was sick for a while. Actually, I wasn't sick for a while, but I just happened to be sick on Wednesday, which is like our usual day that we get together.
That's convenient.
Miraculously, I was like, I got like sick, started feeling sick on Tuesday, and stayed home from work on Wednesday and just thought, you know, better play it safe and not get everyone sick. But yeah. I was back to work at Thursday feeling fine. It was really weird. Now, if you know our friend Shane, who also does a podcast with me called The Scope, he got sick, let's see, Wednesday. Because Tuesday I was with him playing Rock Band 3. Okay. And he was still feeling sick, but he's back at work. But he was out for a good 5 days. And now his wife is sick, too.
Yep, I know, because I had to cover for her at work.
So I'm just glad I missed it, because, like I said, we did a podcast that Monday night. And then we went and got Rock Band 3 that night.
Okay.
Shane and I did at the midnight Best Buy opening.
Oh, you did the midnight thing?
Yes.
Really?
There weren't very many people there.
Okay.
But Changes is like, oh, I want to recapture what we used to do.
And
let's
how
go.
Was it? How and was it?
It was all right.
Yeah. Was it totally worth staying up until 12?
I don't know. We got the game and then I went home and went to bed.
We didn't play it.
I know.
What the hell?
It was the middle of the night.
All right, we got it. Let's go home. We're done.
I didn't even buy anything. I just went with Shane.
Oh,
I was just there for camaraderie.
Oh, wow.
We sat there in the car and played Angry Birds. It was awesome. Anyway. So the next day, Tuesday, we're playing Rock Band 3 and everything's going great. You know, we're playing with the keyboard. That's actually a lot of fun. I'm going to say that Rock Band 3 keyboards, once you know, like, if you know how to play piano, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Me, you know, it's like I sort of know a little bit and I could get my hands to do it. Like if you play the basic with just the five keys, you know, you got one key for each finger, including your thumb.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Okay.
Good to go, but it's nice. Fun. Anyway, so Wednesday, bam, sick. He goes home from work. I am with him throughout the day, and by afternoon, he's like, I'm out of here. I got to go. I'm sick. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Thank you for missing me by a day, because we were, you know, in his house, close comfort for several hours,
yeah,
and I probably would have gotten sick.
You're saying there was cuddling.
There might have been some cuddling, a little spooning, maybe some forking. No forking.
Neat.
So I didn't get sick. That was awesome. But what else was I busy with? I've been doing some video editing. I've had some projects going on, some freelance web design stuff. Just
okay. Plenty of
whatever. Just crazy stuff. So how have you been keeping busy over the last few weeks?
Well, it's odd. Like, even though it's been over a month now since Renaissance Festival been over,
yeah.
I'm still feeling the backlash because I'm catching up on friends and family.
Right.
And,
it's the friends and family plan you have with Sprint.
Right. You know, since I'm saving money on them, I feel like I should give a little back.
I guess.
So that's how my weekends have been occupied. My weeks are busy with work and... other than that, I can't really... I picked up Frisbee golf.
Really?
And I am really bad at that game. Well, I am terrible.
I would think most people would be pretty bad at the start.
And I kept on getting really... Like, I kept a good attitude, I think, around everybody, but I was pissed. I hated that game. I suck at it.
Yeah.
And
but you're sticking with it?
I'm going to stick with it. Obviously, it's Minnesota. We don't have, you know, a whole 6 months to play it.
No, it's like 2.5.
Yeah, something like that. So when everything warms up, I'm going to take another crack at it. And if I don't drastically improve next year, I'll give it up. But I'm going to try.
Do you have your own set of discs or did you borrow some?
I do now. Ooh. I guess one of the things is that when you start out, people give you free discs. They're discs that they
it's
don't use.
It's kind of like
anymore.
AOL.
Yeah. And then... And then
I don't know if you notice something when there are fewer people on the show, I get a little more punchy. I start to interject, and if anyone listens to The Scope and it's just Shane and I, it's a different experience than when all three hosts are there. So anyway, continue. You're talking about your discs.
So we give each other our dicks. And
then, yep. Sounds about right.
And then it's a circle jerk. Or octagon jerk.
Or a circle toss. Well, octagon jerk. Yes. Book hockey.
So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to.
Wow.
And I saw the movie Red.
Is that good? Because I wanted
amazing.
To see it.
Amazing. Really? It's really entertaining.
Damn it. I've been so really behind good. On movies that I wanted to see that. I wanted to see The Social Network. Maybe just those two. But
maybe just that.
But that's enough films to be behind on, I think.
Harry Potter is coming up. So gotta get those in before that comes out. Because as soon as that comes in, everything's going away.
Definitely gotta see Harry Potter.
Yep. I'm looking forward to Skyline. Have you seen that?
I've seen the trailers. It looks cool. I mean, I'm pretty much a sucker for any kind of, you know, humans battling alien stories. That's
right.
Like, okay, cool. I'll say that.
I'll watch it in theaters. I like seeing people get blown up.
I'm cool blown up. That always reminds me. I always used to say the phrase blowed up. And it used to be like before movies, it was a commercial, like a fake movie trailer commercial. Mm-hmm. I think George Takei was in it. And before she passed, Anna Nicole Smith. And it was for this fake movie called Blowed Up, BLOW_D up. Nice. And George Takei would blow things up. It's pretty awesome. So I blowed up was always like a phrase I go to quite often. Anyway,
bring it back.
So you apparently got something new, a new toy.
I did. I got a MacBook.
Awesome.
For the hopes of using that to record. I don't actually like doing a lot of stuff on computers.
Yeah.
But I need something for my iPod. First of all, and for home recording.
Did you get an iPod too?
No, I've had a Nano.
Okay,
but I always had to go to my friends and be like, "Fill this up with music, please." And I got really sick of that.
Sweet.
So now I can do it myself.
So you got a MacBook, awesome, brand new one.
Brand new.
Sweet. I'm so jealous. My computer's so freaking old.
Mine was really old, at least 10 years, if not more.
It's so painful to have a newer version of your recording software that you can't run because your freaking machine won't handle it.
What's really funny is being a MacBook, it's really small, looks pretty dinky. It's probably more powerful than your computer.
Absolutely. It would kick my computer's ass. Without a doubt.
Maybe I should get World of Warcraft
The only thing I might win at is RAM, because I've actually put a good amount of RAM in my system.
No.
And a hard drive space.
Well, I'm going to get a backup hard drive because I have 800 CDs worth of music I need to convert.
Uh-huh. I'm still going to beat you, though.
So, you sure? Yeah. I was thinking about getting the terabyte.
That's okay.
You'd still beat me?
I have, in my system itself, I have two 320 gig drives. I know, that's not much. But I also have a external multi-drive system called a Drobo, which has 3 750 gigs and 1 terabyte drive in it.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Yes, win at something.
Touche, Jared.
But I use that. I use that for like my bulk storage. It's an awesome thing. This isn't a commercial. We're not sponsored by Drobo, although I wish we were.
Hey, if you're listening,
help us out. If anyone has ever considered having like an external drive that has redundant, it's like a RAID with redundancy, but it's, you don't have to think about it. You just pop in any drive size, and it automatically sums it in. And it's like, if a drive dies, you don't have to worry because you just replace the drive, and your data is still safe. So, nice. I love it. Recommend it, although I need to add another drive because the thing's already full.
Oh, Jesus.
Freaking ridiculous. I've been going through old hard drives that I have from past systems that I've, like, if I got rid of the system, I kept the hard drive.
Yeah.
And I know I have a bunch of old documents and files and whatnot. I've been going through and archiving all that stuff and keeping it and trying to organize it. So
okay.
I just have, like, my history is on this thing. So
Jesus.
Still don't have off-site backup, though. I need that. Uh-oh. Anyway.
So you were talking about Fable 2 not that long ago.
Yeah.
And I purportedly hated it.
Did you?
My new roommate started playing it, and I was watching it. I was like, well, she's really bad at video games. And
she?
Yeah. Well, no, I still have the male roommate.
Okay.
His girlfriend moved in.
Oh, right.
And so I have to share the TV a lot more than I did before.
Right.
One of those things is watching her play video games poorly. And it frustrates. So I'm like, I can do better than this, and I want to see more of this game.
Yeah.
So I picked it up again. And now I'm kind of I've got a thirst for 3, which just
I know
came out.
I want 3. Although I'm hearing there's things that change about 3 that aren't that good, but I'm still willing to reserve judgment until I play.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wait for you to play it.
I got
to hear what you have to say. So
here's my problem is I have a hard time justifying spending $60 on a game.
Yeah.
Well, even though I know I would play this one. Usually I buy a game and then I don't play it. So this is why I don't spend $60 on games. I spend $20. So then if I don't play it, then I'm like, eh, well, I'm just out of fancy dinner.
Right.
Not even a fancy dinner, I guess. Fancy dinner is a $60 game. I'm out of bargain dinner. Maybe dessert that we split. I'm
out at Applebee's. Shit.
Yes. Yes.
But also Black Ops is coming out on Tuesday. Like a lot of my online friends are going to get that. I'm going to be left out if I don't get it.
You're a super Call of Duty guy. I know it.
Well, but I hated the last one.
Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah.
Really?
It was, as the community like got into the game, it's a terrible community. It's, you know,
The people are bad?
Yeah. The people are
okay. So
assholes.
The game itself isn't so bad. It's the people.
Well, it was poorly designed for multiplayer within a community that's going to take advantage of anything that you throw.
How can they be? All right. This is what I don't understand. How can that game be poorly designed at multiplayer at this stage of the game? Didn't they get it right at the first one?
No.
Oh, they didn't get it right with the first one.
Well, the first one wasn't terrible, but spawn camping was the way to win that game.
There's always assholes who figure the tricks out, aren't there?
Yeah.
This is why I don't play online, because I don't know the tricks, and I just am like, I'm dead again. Oh, I'm dead again. Oh, I'm dead again. What the fuck? Bye.
And they kind of got rid of spawn camping in the second one. However, the way they designed the just the game in general and how you play it, there were some glaring errors and disadvantages and some really cheap stuff that they never did anything. They didn't beta test it.
Nah.
And they should have beta tested
it. The holiday deadline. They got to get it out.
That's right. They should have brought a whole bunch of gamer assholes, the people with the worst ratings online, bring them in and say, like, all right, find the cheapest ways to play this so we can counter it.
Yes.
You dirtbags.
Ha ha. They didn't do it.
No. So, and I'm surprised they didn't get more latched onto Halo Reach, because it was, you know, it's Bungie, so they made a good multiplayer and a shitty story. And
yeah
they did. But it's good multiplayer. Well, and it's
don't you just like a balanced game that has both, though, like a good solo campaign and also a good multiplayer?
I think those days are done.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You either get a good story or you get a good multiplayer.
I guess I go for a good story, because the multiplayer, I'm dead again.
Yeah. I should be done with multiplayers. I've still got a little itch. Like I said, I want to get Black Ops, but I know I really shouldn't, because I'm just going to get pissed off again.
Wow. So there's a game I'm currently obsessed with, but I don't actually have a game, and I have never played the game. But
yeah, what's that?
I'm obsessed with what people do with the game. It's a little indie game called Minecraft. I don't know if you heard of this.
I have heard of it. Yep.
Basically, if you don't know, it's a kind of a sandbox game to some extent. Survivalist. You basically start the game in a randomly generated world that is made up entirely of cubes. And all these cubes are like, there's a dirt cube, there's a stone cube. There are trees made out of cubes. There are cubes of ores that are coal and iron and so on and so forth. And your goal is to survive. There are bad things that spawn at night and in the dark. And there are caves to explore, and you can basically dig up anything. And you have to collect resources, and then you can build houses and... I'm obsessed with what people build on these things. They've built some crazy fortresses and freaking roller coasters. I saw some guy who made an entire amusement park.
Okay.
Like, people have figured out like the physics of how things work, and there's like water and lava and stuff like that, and they figured out how to make rides out of mine carts with tracks that are roller coasters and the water and boats, and it's just,
wow.
I watch like YouTube videos and read forums about this game that I've never played.
I'm a little perturbed.
It's insane. You're perturbed that I would be obsessed with a game I've never played?
Yeah, that and that. Well, first of all, people made YouTubes of the video game. Second of all,
people do these things
you
called...
You haven't played the game.
I know!
And you're watching the YouTube of it.
I know! What is wrong with me?
I heard
it's like I have all these ideas of what I would do if I ever actually played the game. I know, I have a problem.
Wow.
I have a problem of getting over the hump and going, okay, I'm going to actually play the game and do something. This is the real problem.
Yep.
Not only, I would lose my life if I started playing this game. I would play for like 12 hours a day. That's not healthy. I have too many other things I have to do, which is part of the reason why I haven't actually plopped down the $13 to buy this game.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say something.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd. I'm a huge nerd. I'm a huge geek. I love playing video games. I would play video games for 10 to 12 hours a day until my hands are so cramped they can't move anymore.
And then you'd bring in science to somehow counteract that problem.
No. Hold on a second.
Yes.
I would do all those things. I will write nerd songs about music, you know, from music. I will I will write nerdy songs. I will tattoo myself with nerdy. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm about to. And
right now?
No. Okay. maybe next year. Maybe this winter. I don't know. But I will not play a game, record it, and put it up on YouTube.
Ah.
I will not watch other people's YouTube playing games.
I know. It's weird.
But
people have like a whole series where they'll just like go like 10 to 15 minutes in a chunk and they'll have, you know, commentary that they're, when they're playing, oh, I'm going to do this and that. And oh, look, there's like a blah, 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 blah.
Seriously.
I know. It's so stupid, but I
15
can't.
Minutes of some dude playing a video game.
But the people, for the most part, are engaging. They actually have like a personality. So it's not like I.
If they had a personality, they wouldn't be making YouTube videos.
Point taken. I should not watch these anymore.
You know, I'm going to the bar after this. You should join me. There are real people out there.
Real people. No,
I can't do that. Sorry. Baby steps. No. Maybe the grocery store first.
Grocery store. I got to go there. Yeah. Anyway, we're at the 16-minute mark. I think we've probably talked enough.
Yeah, nobody wants to listen
to boy, what's coming up? You know what? We got together and I didn't even bother to mention what we did tonight. So, quick update. We're still working on that whole acoustic EP thing there.
Yeah. Have not forgotten.
We worked on bass tracks tonight.
Yay!
Getting bass tracks. Doing. And in the interim, I've also been working on my vocal tracks. I've got some scratch stuff. I've got some stuff that might be final. We'll see. I'm not sure if I'm happy with it yet.
Hilarious.
So, yeah. I'm still targeting 2010 for a release on this thing. Yep. We'll see if it happens.
Like
November is still young.
Day before it ends.
Could be a good New Year's present. We'll see. And we haven't forgot about you people who pre-ordered the last album. You will still get your free download code when this becomes available. Hey, so,
you know what else we did yesterday? We voted.
We did vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what that was worth?
What?
Meh,
that's about it.
Who cares?
Yeah. We don't have our other half here, which is our more right-leaning half of the band. Nathan and I are definitely the more left-leaning half of the band. So together we're very centrist and happy, and we really don't talk politics anyway. So. No.
But I do want to say that I wrote in a lot of my friends on public service stuff that I didn't really know who I was voting for.
Like judges and shit?
Judges, parks and services.
Yeah.
So if my roommate ends up in charge of something...
That'd be awesome.
That was my fault.
That'd be totally awesome. Oh my God, you know it's not going to happen, but...
No, it'd be hilarious. And Cthulhu might be a judge.
Wow, no, I think that's fair.
Yes. He needs to work things out.
Sweet. Well, that's it for the show. Thanks for listening. It's been the PossibleCast. Check out PossibleOscar.com. Check us out on Twitter. We are PossibleOscar. We're also on Facebook. And,
good night,
I'd say go out and vote, but it's too fucking late. So you've already screwed the pooch on that one.
Lost your chance now.
You suck. Bye-bye.
Bye.